Welcome back to our Indianola Spring Sports Spotlights on KNIA, talking with Maddie Green for Indianola Girls Soccer. Maddie, thank you very much for joining us. At the end of last season, I know that, you know, the Indians picked up a lot of wins early. It didn't maybe end the way you wanted it to, but kind of talk about your thoughts as you were ready to head into another season for Indianola Girls Soccer.
I was really just excited to hang out with the girls. Also, be able to possibly win games. But with this COVID happening, it didn't kind of happen, but I was hoping to win, be more successful with this season.
Well, I know what I've heard from a lot of other the girls' soccer players has been the off-season work. There was a lot of participation. There was a lot of indoor soccer, fall soccer, whatever you want to call it. How did that off-season work go for you?
It was going good. I was going to open gyms. A lot of people were going to open gyms, and a lot of people were trying to participate and do as much help as much stuff for the soccer season and get ready.
Well, you being a senior, I know when I talked to Coach at the end of last year, she was really excited about this year's senior class. So kind of talk about what being a senior and kind of what that meant to you as far as providing leadership for the rest of the squad.
Seniors to me just kind of, I feel like she was ready for us to kind of step up in that role and be leaders and see what we could do. And I felt like we kind of, even with this COVID happening, I feel like we did that. And like we stepped up and tried to encourage the players to keep going. And I hope that kind of plays a role on everybody, all the other, like the freshmen, sophomores, and juniors that they should step up too and kind of start doing some leadership there too.
That sounds great. I know, again, talking with a lot of other of the your teammates was, it felt like this team and had been playing together for a while, and it felt like the team chemistry was really good. So kind of talk about your perspective on the team chemistry.
The team chemistry was really good, and when we were kids, I remember playing with majority of these girls. So that was, we already kind of had our chemistry from when we were in our childhood years and of playing soccer. So that was kind of, that helped. So when we got into high school and we got more to hanging out a little bit, that kind of, our childhood, like, friends from soccer and everything kind of came back again, and we just continued playing. And so that's what I think about when I think about the leadership. And
well, I know one of the things, again, that was mentioned a lot was, you know, the team knows when to be serious and the team knows when to have a lot of fun. So kind of talk about some of the things that you like to do in practice a little bit.
We like to mess around a little. Like you said, we like to mess around, and then we know when to become serious. And some things I realized from our soccer team is we like to be kind of funny before the games and be kind of silly even after games. We'd be kind of silly and just have a fun time. During practices, some of my favorite things was we played a ton of music. One of the team members would come out and just jam out to music, and they would bring their speaker, and we, for warm-up, we'd be just jamming out to music. And then once practice actually started, we stopped the music and kind of went on to our practice. That was probably one of my favorite things about practices and stuff.
Awesome. Well, I know it's not an easy thing to talk about, but how has been kind of talking with the other seniors and the rest of the team about the season being canceled? You already kind of mentioned trying to keep everybody staying in touch.
Yeah, I was bummed for this happening because I don't know if you know a little bit about me, but I had 3 surgeries in the last 3 years. And this year I had hip surgery, and I was really excited because I got the surgery done, and I was getting ready to, I got myself in ready for soccer season. I was so excited. I felt like I was in the best shape I've had been in like the last 3 years. And so we went into that, and it just, when I heard that it got canceled, it was really bummed. I was really, really bummed. But Coach Mack did a really good job of keeping us kind of, hey, do you want to still do some workouts just to have fun? And she wanted to try to do everything she could to make us seniors feel special, even with the senior year kind of going downhill.
Yeah, absolutely. She's been great. So, and then what are your plans for the future, I guess? What was your plans for after graduation?
My plans after graduation is go to Hawkeye Community College. It's right next to you and I. I'm going to become a physical therapy assistant, so I only have to go to school for about 2 years. And then my goal is to start working, and hopefully the ultimate goal is to work with special needs kids.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Obviously, best of luck in the future, and best of luck with graduation and everything.
Thank you.